Welcome to the Moms Making Money podcast, where we unveil the secrets to breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind and making a meaningful impact from the comfort of your home as a pediatric sleep consultant. My mission in life and with this podcast is to guide other women on their unique paths to financial and time freedom through sleep consulting. In this podcast, you will gain insights from inspiring women who have navigated the same journey, providing you with the knowledge and inspiration to create your own success story. I'm your host, Marley Clough, a sleep consultant, mom of three, and former corporate hustler turned sleep entrepreneur. I am thrilled to have you here with us. Let's go ahead and redefine success one sleep consultant story at a time. Welcome back to the Moms Making Money podcast. I am so excited that you are here with me today because we have another amazing story for you. Today's guest is Lexi Teska. She is a graduate of our sleep consultant program and of our newborn care specialist program. Lexi is so impressive, you guys. I cannot wait for you to hear this conversation. You are going to be blown away just like I was. She has accomplished so many incredible things in such a very, very short period of time. She literally just launched her business at the end of September of 2023, and she has already needed to bring on another sleep consultant to her team in order to support the workload that she has already. Lexi is absolute proof that you can accomplish amazing things in a short period of time. She has definitely worked her butt off, which is expected in order to have an amazing, successful business, but she has incredible results to show for it. So again, I am so excited for you to hear this conversation. So let's go ahead and dive on in. Welcome to the show, Lexi. I am so excited to share your story with our listeners today. And so before we dive in, I would love if you could share a little bit about yourself and your background, your family, and really just anything that you want to share about yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I have my degree in business. I am a military spouse. So we move pretty much every 2 years. So since I graduated college, we have lived in California, Virginia, like the DC area, North Carolina, and now we are back in California again. I have three little ones, a three-year-old, a two-year-old, a one-year-old, and I am 7 months pregnant. And I had been working as a director of ops for a real estate team, up until about May of last year.
Okay, awesome. So you have a lot going on. Yeah, I didn't know you were pregnant. Congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So 1, 2, and 3, and then about to be newborn.
Yeah, all girls. But,
oh my goodness. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, congrats. That's exciting. So when did you enroll in our program and when did you graduate? If you can tell a little bit about just that timing.
Yeah. So I actually did the live training program with Sweet Sleep Academy and the Cradle Coach Academy. So that started in March of 2023. So just about a year ago. And then they wrapped up. So we had class every week and then it wrapped up around May. The volunteer requirements were a little bit different because Sweet Sleep Academy does it a little bit different than the Cradle Coach. So it was a lot longer of a process than I think most people go through. I had to wait for their consultants to be available to sit in on their calls. And then they had to sit on my calls before I could move on to my volunteer hours for the Cradle Coach. So through all of that, I think I finally wrapped up in August. And I think at the end of August, I graduated officially.
Okay, awesome. And what was it about sleep consulting that initially drew you to become a sleep consultant? And then also, I guess you already shared a little bit about what you did previously, but did you feel like there was any overlap between what you did previously and starting this new business?
Yeah, so my story to becoming a sleep consultant is kind of crazy. I had my first two daughters who slept amazing. I never really had to worry about, you know, doing a ton of extra work to get them to sleep. Of course, I'm like very type A, so I followed wake windows and had their environment. But we had a surprise baby, baby number three. And it just so happened that the timing of that was when my husband was gearing up to deploy for 6 months. So I had her, and 2 weeks later, he deployed. So here I am with a 2-year-old, a 12-month-old, and a newborn baby. And she was like a game changer. She woke up, I mean, she's like the typical case, right? Like she woke up every 2 hours, no matter what, had sleep associations. I was doing all of the same things. And it didn't matter. She just, struggled with sleep, which meant I was struggling. And then my 12-month-old, although she slept great, she was having those 5 a.m. wake-ups. And I was just like, I cannot do this anymore. So I found a sleep consultant for myself. I hired her right around Christmas of that year. And I actually think she is a graduate of the Cradle Coach as well. And she made a plan for both my baby, who was 4 months at the time, and my 12, well, at that time she was 15 months old. And they, within a week, I mean, my baby was sleeping through the night. And then my 12-month-old was, sleeping until 7 a.m. and I was like able to function again. And then at the same time, we were like gearing up for this move to California. And I had moved, with my job and done that virtually for years, but I was kind of over it. It wasn't something I was passionate about anymore. I wanted to spend more time with my kids. And I just loved everything about sleep consulting and how much better I felt after I worked with the sleep consultant. So, yeah, so that was in December. And I think in January, I started looking for the right program.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you were able to see the transformation in your own life and in a very extreme situation, I might add, with your husband being deployed and three children at that point under two, right?
Yeah, they were
Or
two and
right
under,
around.
yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot. I cannot even imagine how that was going through that. So you were able to see the transformation that a sleep consultant can bring to a family. And then you just realized, like, this could be something I could do too, right?
Yeah,
That's awesome.
totally. I was planning to be a full-time stay-at-home mom that summer when we moved anyways. So initially my thought was, I'll just get into this, do one or two clients a month, take care of the kids, and that is what I thought my life is going to be for, the foreseeable future.
Yeah. And then everything changed. So that's awesome. So, as far as your last position, so you were in operations for real estate. Is that what you said? So, do you feel like you found anything that is transferable? Anything from what you did previously that you've been able to utilize to help you find success in your business? Or has it kind of been like starting fresh?
Yeah, I think there was a lot that transferred over. So I was essentially like running a small real estate team, so running a small business. So in terms of like SEO and marketing and all of that, back end stuff, I knew how to do all of that and I was very familiar with it. Setting up email campaigns for subscribers and all of that kind of thing I had been doing for years. So in terms of that, it definitely helped me run this business as I started.
Yeah, that helps a lot for sure, having that background and not having to start completely fresh in a brand new business without any of that knowledge definitely helps. So tell us a little bit about how things have been going. So you launched, I think, early September.
Yeah,
So
so I
how have things
started
been going?
accepting clients, I think the first Monday of September.
Okay.
During my training, though, I did get my Instagram up and running, and I would try to occasionally post. That way, at least I had something going by the time I started. So I announced in September that I was accepting clients, and I started booking discovery calls right then, I think that same week. And by the end of September, I think I had already booked two clients, October 7, November 15, December 20, January 30. And it has just kept growing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So much that I want to know, but we'll dig
Yeah.
into that as we go. But that is so awesome. And I think the other thing that is interesting to think about is you have moved a lot. So it's not like you have these, I assume, like super strong roots in any one community. You probably have a lot of different connections throughout several communities. So what was that like having to figure out how to build this business and make the most of it when you don't have that like solid community in one particular place?
Yeah, I think that's kind of one of the benefits to being a military spouse. We're just so used to quickly making friends, meeting people, building that community. And we have no problem just diving right in because that's kind of what we have to do to survive and to get by. So once we moved to California and I started this business, I jumped right into joining MOPS, which is a local moms group. I joined a local mom walking group as well. I started going to my daughter's preschool picnics I have once a month, and I really just tried to get involved anywhere I could. So not only was I making friends, which has been great, but also I think it's been really good for my business too, because this is, the exact clientele that I'm trying to get. So having all of those connections has been awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So, would you say that most of your clients have come from those sort of local connections that you made, or are you working with people from all over or
Yeah, I'm
connected?
working with people from all over. This week alone, I have a client in Hong Kong and one in Denmark. I think it really started on Instagram. I had some reels that, I don't know, miraculously went viral early on. And I really think that helped kickstart everything for me. But from there, I started reaching out on Instagram to all of the local mom groups, introducing myself. I did a free giveaway. So there's a local mom walk group that has thousands and thousands of local mom followers. And she had expressed to me that she was struggling with her 13-month-old. So I offered her a free package. And that was great because then she started promoting my Instagram post on that mom walk Instagram. And then from reaching out to all of these local people, doulas, all of those types of people, I learned about a local nonprofit here called the Birth Network that provides a lot of resources for the pregnancy through the first year of a child's life. And once I met with them, I realized they were looking for a new events director volunteer position, which I took. And that's been so great too, because I'm in charge of scheduling these monthly parenting classes, which means I'm reaching out to, pediatric dentists, occupational therapists, pediatric physical therapists, and I communicate with all of them through my Lullaby Lexi Sleep email. So I think that has also been really helpful in getting my name out there to a lot of local people who have the same type of clientele.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I mean, again, I feel like you mentioned so many things in here that I'm like, I want to dig into all of these things, but I know we don't have time to do that. So what would you say has been, if you had to pinpoint, because just going back really quickly, so you started September, we're now mid-March, so it hasn't been very long at all, and you've had a lot of success. So if you had to pinpoint one or two things, what would you say those one or two things have been that have allowed you to see the success that you've seen so quickly?
Yeah, Instagram being one of them. I think that getting my Instagram up and running ahead of time was really beneficial. And then I have been really consistent on there. So something that I know a lot of my clients point out is every single Friday I get on and I do a Q&A, and I do it on stories, but I answer all of the questions like on video. And I consistently do that. No matter what's going on, they can count on Friday that's happening. Reels. So I try to get it like 5 reels a week, and I think that has really helped. Yeah, I really think the majority of my business started from Instagram. And when I like go through my intake forms, when they say how they heard about me, it all kind of stemmed from Instagram.
Okay, awesome. So you have all of these local connections that you've made. You have all of these things that you've done to try to build that connection. And that may be more of a long-term growth strategy. Like, I think you're probably going to see even more business from those sources over time. But it sounds like Instagram was really like the initial push that gave you and is continuing to give you the clients that you're having right now. So I think that's awesome, being able to kind of work both sides of it and have a longer term strategy, but also have Instagram going, which is still going to be a long term strategy too. And so I can just see it continuing to snowball from there for you and continue to be even more successful, even though I think most graduates and students listening to your story right now would say, like, that would be my dream long term. But I guess on that note, what are your goals? Like, what do you want to accomplish when you've already seen this much success so quickly? Where do you see yourself in the next year?
So we actually just took on a second consultant who just graduated from the Cradle Coach. She had found me on your website, and I think she is a great addition because I'm getting ready to go on maternity leave, and I was really stressed about what that would look like. And I cannot do another January. 30 was just way, way too much, especially trying to juggle. I'm only doing part-time care for my kids because I do still want to be really present for them. So, adding her into the flow of the business, and then she is working on getting certified as a potty training consultant as well. So we want to expand those services a little bit. I also certified recently as a postpartum and infant care doula. So just trying to figure out some new services that I can add on with my sleep packages. And, possibly in a year or two, I would love to do some type of course or, something else that's not just that one-on-one support.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, cool. That's awesome that you've already added to your team. Like, I think that that's something that most people see as being like way down the road. And so it's cool that you've been able to reach a point in your business and where it makes total sense for you, obviously, about to be going on maternity leave. It makes total sense for you to be able to bring somebody in that you trust and build that relationship with them and then feel confident that they're going to be able to serve your clients in an amazing way. So that's really cool. Okay. So one of the biggest questions that I get from prospective clients all the time or prospective students all the time is how quickly they'll be able to earn back their investment. Like, this is really probably a question I receive almost every day. So yeah, and it's understandable, right? So what has that looked like for you? Were you able to earn back that investment for pretty quickly?
So by November, I had earned it back. And something I want to point out too is that my investment, I think, was more than the typical because it was the live training course from two programs. So even with that extra cost, and I did the newborn care course through the Cradle Coach too at the same time. So all of that, I think by the end of November, definitely by the beginning of December, was paid off.
Okay, awesome. That's really
So a
exciting.
month, 2 months, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so I would love to hear. I know in the initial conversation that we had via email, you had shared that you originally were not planning on hiring anybody to help with childcare, and I know that you now have part-time childcare. And so I would just love to hear a little bit about what kind of your day or week in a life looks like. Like, what how do you plan out your week around childcare, non-childcare? How do you ensure that you have time for all of the business tasks that we all have from a marketing administrative perspective, and then on top of that, handling the client workload as well, and then being present for your children and all of the things that come along with all of that. What does your kind of weekly routine or schedule look like right now?
So up until January, I had no help with anything, not with the business, not with the kids, and I was drowning. So I did hire a part-time nanny. She takes care of my kids on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays until noon. And that is when I take the bulk of my discovery calls and my coaching kickoff calls. And then during nap time, I also will occasionally take discovery calls, and that's when I try to write some of my sleep plans or do some social media planning. Recently, as of like 2 weeks ago, I hired a virtual sleep consultant assistant who now does blog posts for me and some Pinterest pinning, which is so nice because I was trying to keep up with that too on my own, and I was just drowning. I like to have a schedule of when things go out, and there was just no way for me to manage that. So she has been a lifesaver with that. She has those go out for me every Tuesday. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, I don't work a ton. I try to spend those days. I don't have childcare. My daughter doesn't have preschool. So I try to mainly focus on the kids. But that's also the day that I do a lot of those mom groups I was talking about. So I have mops on Tuesdays. Maybe I'll do a mom walk group on Thursdays. And although I'm not there marketing myself, I always, always, always make sure to like casually throw it in that I'm a sleep consultant, and that seems to be working well as a good marketing strategy.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's awesome. Okay. So it's nice that you've been able to find a way to manage it all and get past that point of like January where you felt like you were just drowning in clients and everything like that. So it sounds like you found a way to make everything work and fit in and still be able to be present with your kids and still be able to do the things that are most important to you. Which I think is why most of us end up going into this field to begin with.
Yeah.
So that's really cool that you've figured out what that looks like for you.
Yeah. And then, like, the best thing, too, and I know I was telling you this earlier, like, my daughter is sick today, but I just went ahead and canceled calls for the rest of the morning so that I can take care of her. So that's another benefit of this, profession, that we have that flexibility to make those decisions for ourselves.
Yep, absolutely. And the fact that most of the individuals who we are meeting with are parents, and so
I
they
totally
totally
get it.
understand,
Yeah.
because most likely they just had to do the same thing a month ago, and so or a week ago or yesterday. So it is really helpful to have that understanding and not feel stressed out about having to move things around.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, how would you say that becoming a sleep consultant has impacted or changed your life up until this point?
Yeah, I finally feel, I don't know, like happy about work. It doesn't feel, when I was doing real estate, I was just always stressed out working for someone else. And, I didn't find a lot of like meaning or purpose into what I was doing. But seeing the look on these moms' faces, or hearing how this has changed their lives now that they're sleeping, I just feel a lot more content in my profession and just really excited about what the future has to hold.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. It's the best feeling to go from just feeling like work is almost, I don't want to say pointless, but it does feel that way sometimes whenever you're in the
Yeah.
corporate world and it's like you look at your calendar and you're like, great, I have all of these meetings today that like some of them I probably don't even need to be there, and others, it just
Right. And then you have
feels like
someone taking care of your kids, and you're like, for what?
yes. Or your child, you get a call from daycare that your child is sick, and you're like, now I have all of these meetings from people who probably don't understand that I need to cancel. And trying to, juggle what you can prioritize and how you can prioritize your family when you have all of these other things going on. So it's
Yeah.
amazing once you get to that place of just feeling like you're finally feeling like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and that you're helping people in such a huge way. And it's just amazing to be able to reach that point. So I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So is there anything else that we haven't discussed so far that you would like to mention or want to cover?
I don't think so.
Okay. Awesome. Well, this was amazing. I know so many people are going to be so inspired by this conversation. And you have done incredible things already, and I cannot wait to see where this journey takes you over the next year and beyond. So congrats to you. That's really awesome what you've built so far.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So if you could share, I know you mentioned it briefly earlier about Instagram, but if you could share where people can connect with you and get to learn more about you.
Yes, so my business name is Lullaby Lexi Sleep. That's where you can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm mainly active. I don't do TikTok or any of that yet. So Instagram, Lullaby Lexi Sleep.
Okay, awesome. We will put that in the show notes so that they can easily find you. And again, Lexi, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Man, you guys, what an amazing conversation. I am so inspired and I've been doing this for a while. And so I am hoping that you all got some inspiration out of this conversation as well. I am so impressed with everything that Lexi has accomplished already. And as I mentioned to her directly in our conversation, I cannot wait to see what she accomplishes over the next couple of years. One thing that I hope that you picked up on was the part of our conversation where we talked specifically about how much things change whenever you are able to do something that you feel passionate about. And whenever you're able to do something that provides the flexibility that we need as moms in order to feel like we are doing all of the things that we want to do and that we're also feeling like we're able to prioritize the things that are most important to us. So, whether the idea of becoming a sleep consultant is something that is brand new to you, or if it's something you've been thinking about for a long time, I want to highly encourage you to jump into our workshop where you can learn so much more about becoming a sleep consultant and finally decide if this is the right next step for you. I hope to see you in there and I cannot wait to connect with you soon. I will talk to you again right back here next week. Whether you are listening to this while sitting in school pickup line, while taking care of your kiddos, while you were supposed to be working, or whatever else, I don't take it lightly that you took the time out of your day to do so. So thank you so much for spending this time with me. We are on a mission to help as many moms as possible with finding time freedom. And it really helps us out if you hit that subscribe or follow button and write a review to get it in front of more women who need it. And again, if you are ready to stop the hustle and you want to have more time freedom, head on over to thecradlecoachacademy.com/workshop to join our next live workshop. Until then, I will see you here next time.